Show. You're listening to Starseed Energy Radio. We're doing a live broadcast from Tucson, Arizona at the International Gem Show. And this broadcast is brought to you by Crystal Tones. Check out crystalsingingbowls.com. And anyone in the area from the 2nd, February 2nd to the 14th, we will be here. I will be here with Crystal Tones. Just come by the River Park Inn, booth number 166, room 166, and ask for me or Lupito, and we'll give you a free CD of Crystal Singing Bowls, and we'll let you pick a CD out. So come check us out. We're at the River Park Inn, number 166. You'll see signs all over. And come hang out, play some crystal bowls, and raise the vibration. The Tucson Temple here has over 2,000 crystal bowls, all infused with amazing gems and minerals. You got to check this stuff out. So we're going to jump to our next guest here. And I know the internet connection has been a little spotty, so bear with us on the broadcast tonight. We're doing the best we can with what we got. The next guest we're going to have on is Susan. She goes by Lightstar. She has visual attunement, artist, psychic, and celestial channel. She's been serving as a transmitter of energetic healing light and a vessel of spiritual wisdom. She's also a bridge to higher wisdom. She's also planning an amazing event, which I will be also at, coming up in March in Sedona. So shout out to all the Sedona listeners out there and Krista and Rob. And so check out more information on that. You can check out StarseedEnergyRadio.com or you can check out Susan's site, StarseedAllianceInternational.com. And with that, Susan, thanks for coming on the show. How are you this evening?
I'm great, Jonah. Thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely. So you have a quite a unique background. You have some corporate stuff in there and just different all artists and psychic. So first let's start off with, what was your first like awakening, or when was your first encounter with energy or higher realms or angels?
Well, actually, I was very young at the time, and I don't think I really knew that I was awake or awakened, and I didn't have as much grand support from my, family and all of that. But I do recall having some instances when I was a young child of, went to a event with my mom at the time when I was 8 or 9 years old, and it was like a guru, and he was chanting and all these things. I was the only child in the whole place. And he was chanting, and I just remember after the event looking at my mom as we were walking out to the parking lot, and I said, it was blue. And she said, what was blue? I said, the color around him was blue. And she just kind of didn't know what to say to that, and I didn't really know what to make of it. And so I guess those really were my first indications when I was young that I had some kind of other experience. Of seeing auras and colors and different things like that, but I wasn't really encouraged to do anything with that. And so, like a lot of us, I just turned it off and shut it back inside. There wasn't any of my other friends that were encouraging that, or they kind of thought I was weird, so I just didn't really do anything about it. And it really wasn't until many, many years later that I would say there was any kind of awakening to realize I was very empathic, and I was intuitive and psychic as a child and did not know it. So that's kind of where it started, and is really just more coming out as I get older. You know, more of these gifts come forth as they will.
Absolutely. Well, hang on right there. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And we'll talk more about these energies and stuff that people always hear on radio. So hang on. We'll be right back. Here's some more DJ Medicine.
As the new year approaches, are you ready for more? More health, more vitality, and more well-being. Hi, this is Pastor Ginny, and for 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching people how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned that by taking one natural substance, I could begin to activate that power in my genes and achieve the more that I desired. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and offer you a free sample of the product that I've been using for almost 2 years that has created extraordinary results in my life. Go to www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll-free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Time to be self-sustained. The Domain. The Domain is an exclusive community for people with environmental consciousness and self-sustaining spirit. By utilizing wind and sunlight as an abundant and reliable source of renewable energy, and coupled with the strongest structure ever devised, the geodesic dome, this development showcases doing more with less and energy freedom for like-minded families. The Domain Ecovillage features indoor organic gardens, aquaponics and hydroponic systems, sacred geometry design of sacred architecture, water recycling and wastewater treatment systems. To find out more information and to see how you and your family can live off-grid, check out DomainEcoVillage.com. That's www.DomainEcoVillage.com.
My name is Angie, and I wanted to let you know how One World Whey and many other products have helped me. I've had type 1 diabetes for 35 years and have never had such good control over my blood sugars as I do now using One World Whey. Not only has it helped keep my blood sugars more stabilized, it has also helped me with my energy level. And a couple of months after being on One World Whey, I noticed that the neuropathy pain in my feet was gone. And I had feeling in both feet again. Now I can run around on the grass and play with my kids again. Another thing that I absolutely love about the whey, it makes me feel and look a lot younger. It does more for me than any medicine I've taken. Thanks for helping my family and me. And yes, my twins love this stuff. To them, your whey is better than candy. I should know, today they fought over how much the other was getting.
One World Whey is a superfood to support your optimum blood sugar. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Stardust Energy Radio. We're joined by Susan out of Sedona. And Susan, before we went to break, you talked about how you sort of, a lot of us have had these powers or abilities, you know, which all of us do really since a very young age. And it wasn't until later in life when we really realized what these abilities really meant and what they were. Right. How did that lead into your career in later years? Like, how did that affect, or did you have another awakening in your, you know, adult life, or how did it reemerge again?
Well, I think in my later years, as I started realizing that, especially on the empathic side of things, being an intuitive empath, I started to take on a lot of, you know, people's feelings, thoughts, emotions, and things of that nature. But I didn't really know I was taking them on. Sometimes we think that they're ours, but they're actually not. They're other people's when you're very sensitive. And it wasn't until there's a wonderful psychiatrist in Los Angeles, Judith Orloff, she's very well known, and she had a CD I was listening to in the car, and she explained, you know, 5 to 8 symptoms, or not symptoms, but really telltale signs of what it is to be an intuitive empath. And as I listened to each one of those, I was blown away in that every single one of them did I have, and very strongly. So It was really then that I started to understand what it was and started to understand that the gifts and the sensitivities that I had were real, and they were not strange or weird. They were actually, you know, gifts that I had to learn how to use. So that's really when I started to dive into it. I mean, I've always had a background in, you know, holistic healing and health, My father was basically the forefather of chelation therapy and holistic medicine. And so I had some of that support from family and background. My mother was also very open-minded to things. But it really was, I think, in the later years, and really only into the last couple years where I really started getting into more of the starseed connection with all of this and the galactic type of stuff and those realms, and where I really felt from the stars, you know, where I came from, and really connecting with that. And then my artwork really started to flourish after that.
And let's jump into that, because you talk about star seeds, and a lot of listeners may not know what that is. And we talk about that a lot. The name of the show is Star Seeds. And you come from a very business background. You have over 25 years in corporate graphic design. You've won many awards in graphic design. So you come from a corporate background like I did, you know, the butter and cookie cutter, you know, person. So, you know, what was your first realization that you were a star seed? How did that come about?
Well, and you're right, I was in very corporate mode for many, many years, and especially in, you know, very strongly corporate forensic engineering, construction, and restoration companies, which were not the industry at all that are open-minded, so to speak. So it really came as the crash, the economic crash in about 2009 to 2010. I was in one of those last wave of the people that kind of lost their jobs and was left kind of going, what do I do now? And that's what really came to, I needed to do some inner work, and I needed to really find out what I really wanted to do. I was doing a lot of graphics, and I was doing it for other people, and that was using somewhat creativity, sure, but it wasn't my creativity. And so that, you know, my creativity started to really come out after that time period of just going within and really going into the spiritual art and that going down that avenue, getting into the channeling and the psychic and intuitive work more, really helped kind of flourish and come out. So it was really around that time period where it was like a relearning, you know, and starting to learn about who I am. And then the multidimensional self started to come forth through my own meditation, through intuitions, and through other people that I even ran into. And being in Sedona, of course, is, you know, definitely got that galactic presence here. And so that's really been bringing more and more to the forefront of all of the galactic and the starseed stuff, which is where I am today. Are you still there?
And let's talk more about the starseeds and galactic stuff. Yeah, let's talk some about the galactic and starseed stuff. Talk about to the listeners. Explain your interpretation of what a starseed is to the listeners that may not know exactly what an indigo or starseed is.
Well, you know, starseed, basically, it is the word of bringing seeds of light, basically, from the stars. But it usually means a person, a being that is got an origins, or their origins come from more of a planetary or another star or planet or universe even, rather than being more of an earthbound kind of being. And so that's the nature of the word starseed. And they have very specific missions, that very specific purposes, and that is to bring that seed of light here on Earth, to bring in the new innovations and new technologies, even from other planets, other places, other locations, that they have been, and from their origins or from their home planets even, and their home world. And so this very important time period of when star seeds, people who resonate with that, are starting to wake up and starting to realize that they need to get back on path, and they need to fulfill their destiny, their purpose, the reason why they're here. And so there's many different types of, you know, star seeds, because they're really from different places. Thus, they can also have origins, angelic origins, fairy origins, different types of, as well as ET type of origins, and even hybrids. So there's many different variations within the word, you know, star seed, but typically it is someone who feels and resonates from another planet, from another place, not really from Earth.
And when we talk about this, a lot of listeners may be like, that's crazy or whatever, you know, that's insane. They can't be like that. But how I explain to people is no one's soul was born on Earth. No one's soul was born in a 3D environment like this. There's many higher dimensions. And when you talk about truth and light and love, those frequencies and vibrations are much higher than this dimension. So everyone's soul came from somewhere. We're all from stars. We're all connected to stars. We're a fabric of the universe. That's been proven. All different, you know, people, scientists, physicists. I mean, quantum physics, quantum mechanics proves that as well. So we are these star seeds. I believe everyone's a star seed in a sense, where everyone has come from somewhere. And tell us about some of the artistic and artworks that you do now, because a lot of your artwork reflects this galactic. Where do you think your artwork comes? Does it do you channel it, or how do you get your inspiration for your artwork?
Yeah, the artwork for me, and it's funny because even as a youth, in my youth, I really wasn't even artistic or creative that I knew of until I broke my leg and, you know, I was in a cast and non-weightbearing in a cast for 3 months and my dad just put a thing in front of me and I just started drawing. So it really wasn't even something I had a passion for early on. But what happened was since I was doing a graphic design, that's where I sort of did it in corporate world. And when I moved and shifted into doing my own spiritual artwork, it came out of the passion, obviously, to do my own work. But what started to come out was images that were multidimensional, places and locations that seem to resonate with people that see them and have strong remembrances and awakenings from just seeing them. And they're very, very vibrant colors. And the colors that are actually in my artwork are very unique. They actually go beyond the spectrum of what you see in your naked eye as color. I mean, you can see it, but there's colors within that, and the information is channeled from behind that, and the information has specific meanings where the image is transmitting. And so my artwork has actually had quite some interesting experiences from people. Just like I said, having awakenings, remembrances, inspirations, lots of different types of things that I've had. I've had people cry, you know, have an emotional release or an outlet. And I've had a lot of people look at one of my pictures and say, I've been there. That I've had in a dream, or I know that place, or it's very interesting. So a lot of the people in galactic world have actually been to these places and been visiting with these creatures and fantastical beings that are created that I've actually visited, and I'm bringing them out sort of with my artwork, allowing people to say, you know, it is real, it's okay, and these places do exist. And some people feel very homesick, you know, due to most of us star seeds actually feel homesick because, you know, we really want to go home to our real home. So really, that's kind of how my artwork is. You know, we all can resonate with that. And that really just comes out in my creativity and in my art.
I think that's where I related the most to star seeds. When I found just the definition of a star seed in Google, it just resonated with me. And coming from my teenage years, you know, doing a lot of drugs and acid and ecstasy, which I talk about in the show a lot, you know, in the rave scene in the early 90s, you know, I traveled to many different worlds and places and different dimensions, and I always blamed it on the drugs. And it wasn't until later on when I did it consciously, not on the drugs, that I realized I was really going to those other worlds, and it's quite amazing. So hang on right there, Susan. We're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, I want to talk about this amazing event you have in Sedona. So hang on. We'll be right back.
aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative. Our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back to the show. We're joined by Susan, aka Lightstar, in Sedona. So we've talked about, Susan, our experiences with our higher selves and multi-dimension realities. Tell us about this event that you have going on in Sedona coming up.
Yeah, we're so excited about this event. This is something that my co-partner and the co-founder of a organization we put together called Starseed Alliance International, and the event we're actually hosting here in Sedona is the Starseed Alliance Conference 2013, and we've just gathered a few different presenters and some musical performances, mostly local people here in the area, and we're going to have just a full day. It's on March 8th from 12 p.m. to about 8 p.m., and we're having basically a live event here, and we're also going to be having a live stream so that people across the country and across the globe can also participate and watch the whole event live. So this is a really exciting event, and it's kind of a combination of my co-founder and I, and we had both come to the table with two separate ideas. Randall Sandwithbearer, you know, is my partner, and he came to the table with the starseed background and wanting to bring together and unite starseeds. And I had the sort of idea to bring a platform together for people to, sort of the young people as well, to have a voice and to really get out there. And so we put the two together, and it was sort of like the peanut butter and jelly, or the, you know, peanut butter cup with the chocolate and the peanut butter. Putting the two ideas together, formulating this event. And so we're really, really excited about it. We've got some great presenters. We've got Ryan DeRowan with Team Light. Stands with Bear is going to be speaking and as a musical performance. We have Arcturus Ra and Krista Reza, who are actually on your show. And we've got Thunderbeat, and we have a very special guest who also is on your show, Dr. Elizabeth Colton. And we've got Three Trees and a band also known as Element 115, which is actually has an alien as a drummer, which is phenomenal and a must-see in itself. So we're really excited. This is just, and I know you're going to be there as well, so just we got a great crew.
Absolutely, and we're going to have a great time out there. Tell us why, Susan, why... conference like this is so needed at this time.
Yeah, I'm sorry, were you just asking what it was so needed? It just cut out a little bit, so... Yeah, I'm just having a hard time hearing.
The person whom you're trying to reach is currently unavailable.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey Ryan, could you pull over so I could buy some bottled water? Sure, Al, but do you still spend money on that stuff?
Well, yeah, why? What do you get?
I stopped buying bottled water a long time ago, man. With this Sagil filtration bottle, I can filter 100 gallons of water from any fresh water source.
Yeah? What do you mean? It just looks like a regular sports bottle to me.
It might look like that, but it's much, much more. You see, this 28-ounce water filtration bottle provides the most advanced ionic absorption filtration technology in the world, and it takes out 99.9% of all contaminants, including radiation.
Really? And you could filter 100 gallons of water from any fresh water source on the planet? Wow, that could save me some big bucks. Hey, I could survive a water crisis or a natural disaster with one of those. Where can I get one?
Well, just go to healthonplanetearth.com. That's www.healthonplanetearth.com to order now or for more information.
It's here. Ormus Water. Now available online at the new Starseed Energy Radio online store. Ormus is short for David Hudson's Orbitally Rearranged Monatomic Elements. I take Ormus Water daily and feel a big difference in my energy. Ormus is created from pure organic sea salts and is created through an ancient alchemical process. Ormus Water can help your body back to its original state of health. It helps against fluoride, GMOs, chemtrails, and all other poisons and toxins found in our air and food today. For more information or to order Ormus, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store. Winfox Organic Herbal Blends, now available exclusively to Starseed Energy Radio. I personally take Winfox Herbal Blends every day for my health and endurance. Winfox Herbal Blends have a very high and well-substantiated rate of success with the clients they work with. All the herbs used at Winfox Herbal are grown organically and ethically wild-harvested from areas free of contamination. Their guarantee is to use only the purest, most potent, and ecologically sound herbs available in all their formulations. For more information or to order Winfox Organic Herbal Blends, visit starseedenergyradio.com/store.
A Neo Meditation Cube is laid out according to sacred geometry and contains layers of ether, platinum, gold, silver, copper, or aluminum metals, which carry vibrational frequencies, bringing you in tune with the God consciousness while boosting your glandular and immune system. By meditating 15 minutes a day with our Neo device, you can supercharge the law of attraction while integrating your mind, body, and spirit. So don't waste your valuable time. Join us and learn how to meditate deeply. To order your Neo Meditation Cube, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store.
Soul Nourishing helps you nourish your heart, mind, body, and soul with a variety of holistic health and therapeutic choices that will empower you. Elizabeth Garland is your soul coach, and she will help you resolve inner conflicts, remove toxic patterns, improve communication, and resolve incomplete emotional relationships. Change your life today. Discover joy. Contact Elizabeth Garland at 210-218-2075. That's 210-218-2075. Or for more information, visit her online today at www.soulnourishing.com.
All right, we're back on the show, and Susan, we have some internet connection issues here. The International Gem Show, there's 14,000 people trying to log on, so we keep getting kicked off. But give us the website and where people can buy tickets and find out more information.
Yeah, they can go to starseedallianceinternational.com, and they'll see information on the conference page there, and there's a bunch of information about the presenters, and they can register for both the live event and the live stream on that website.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Star Sister, for coming on the show, and look forward to seeing you at Stands With Bear soon. Sedona, it's going to be an amazing, amazing conference. So thank you for all your work and for coming on, and we'll have you back soon.
Awesome. Thanks, Jonah. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye. Thank you. Have a good night. And with that, we're going to jump to our next guest, Lori Rosenthal. And Lori is from Toronto, Canada. And she's been working with Costa and Martin, who are also regulars on the show that give us ET contact updates. And they're doing some amazing projects. You should definitely check into what they're doing. And we talk about the stuff on the show all the time. Disclosure is happening. It's happening of the planet. And with that, let's go to Laura.
My son Jonathan as well.
Hey, Jonah, how's it going? Long time no talk. It's nice to hear your voice. Are you hearing us, Jonah?
Okay. Do you want to call us on a landline?
We're good.
All right, I'm back.
Hi, Jonah. It's Lori here with Jonathan.
Hey, Jonah. Hey, it's nice to hear your voice.
Excellent. Thank you both for coming on. I'm having some connection problems here. So tell us about some amazing stuff you guys are both into with etletstalk.org. You guys have some good projects coming up. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we're the behind-the-scenes people, usually, at etletstalk.org, which is the platform for the global CE5 groups. And these are approximately now 3,000 people and groups worldwide in over 50 countries making regular ET contact. And it's the group is headed up by Costa McCreese and Martin in Ellis over in Europe. We're all working together to create a people's disclosure movement.
Absolutely. And on that website, once you become a member, you can actually access the community map, and through that map, we have members in almost every country around the world and almost every city in the world. So essentially any member who has decided to share their information with you, you can get into direct contact with them. And for those of you who if you go to the map and can't find anybody in your area, if you're interested in making ET contact, which for many of our members is a liberating process and very exciting for everybody who's tried. If they can't find members on the map, they join the conversation on the community forum, when you become a member, you're a member of already, and you post about your location and you hook up with people right in your neighborhood to make ET contact in our monthly global CE5s.
It's amazing that with technology, so many people can be connected and bring this light in contact. And it still blows my mind that even just broadcasting now broadcasts out to the world. It's with technology, so many of us are coming together. It's amazing. Tell us some of the groups and stuff that you have around the world, some of the contact they have been making. Tell us some of the stories of what you've been hearing.
Well, we get information coming in all the time about amazing contact. And again, you know, we encourage people to share their stories on the forum, and, you know, in that way it continues to spread out and go globally. But certainly what we have discovered is that that our star families use many different ways of connecting. So it's not always through star sightings, but through sometimes very clear telepathic means, or through things as varied as cloud patterns, as maybe Jonathan wants to hop in as well, different technologies. We have stories about people's phone ringings unexpectedly and in patterns during the CE5 protocol contacts. So we're finding that where some people do have the actual, sort of more traditional kinds of starcraft sightings, other people may still have some fear around that. And ET seems to be very, very sensitive as far as how they choose to reach out to individuals. And based, you know, through that, we've had some, each experience can be unique, or it can absolutely be part of a group experience.
Yeah, totally. And for anybody interested in reading up about how our groups are making contact, it is free to become a member on the site. And in the forum, there's a whole thread of people sharing their experiences. And they're, like my mother is saying, they're all very unique and special experiences. And people are commenting on them and sharing their own experiences. So it is an ongoing conversation that that's growing every day. So,
yeah, and even though there are set days where that we try to hook up globally and create that morphogenic field around the planet, which we feel may in some ways enable ET contact in a little easier way. we know that people are every day creating their own experiences, CE5 experiences, which is close encounter of the fifth kind, which is human-initiated contact. We know that this is happening every day, and that so even though we all are hoping at some point, or at least us in the mission or the movement are hoping for some kind of government disclosure, for many of us, it's sort of become a mute point, because once you have had your own contact experience, I'm just looking at my son, once we've had our own contact experiences, we know that certainly the ET phenomena is real, and you know, we're able to have that on an ongoing basis as individuals.
And Jonathan, you're a young guy. You're 21 years old. Talk to the younger generation, the teens and 20-year-olds, what your experience has been with ET contact and why it's important.
Well, isn't that a great question, Jonah? Okay, so where can I start here?
At the beginning.
Well, as somebody in their 20s and I go and going to university and being exposed to this information through the works of the Disclosure Project and now doing initiated contacts monthly with a group here in Toronto, it's exciting to know that as we continue to do this on a monthly basis and more people are learning about it and are becoming more open to it, there is a sense that there is a growing movement towards it being more generally accepted and not so taboo, for lack of a better word. But my personal experiences have are hard to recount. Just okay, like essentially, there's been like I've had the star sightings when we've been in meditation outside. You see hundreds of planes, and you know when you see you know if you see a star moving in a linear pattern across the sky, it's most likely a satellite, or if there's multiple lights, it's most likely a plane. But you start to become aware that of what those are, and then when you see something different, it really, really, you feel something inside, and it's a powerful, powerful feeling, especially when you've been meditating and trying to remote view that experience. And I've had the star sightings, but also I've had an interesting experience with clouds. Very, like, it's quite regular, but the most outstanding example was I was doing just a CE5 with my family and my girlfriend, and basically I hadn't really, even though I had seen the stars in the sky moving in a fashion that one would call a UFO, even if it wasn't a UFO because it's unidentifiable, I wanted it to be a more intimate contact, and what I saw in the sky were my initials, JR, which just blew my mind. So it was like this.
It was almost a one-to-one.
Yeah, it's really amazing. I think it's when you start to practice it on a more regular basis, and you become more open to the idea of contact. That like my mom was saying, like ET is ready. ET is ready for contact. Are you ready for contact? Right. So when you become, what I would tell to my generation is when you become open to the idea of ET being real and you rid of that fear, you rid of the fear associated with it, and there really is a fear associated, and it's through billions of dollars in propaganda towards making ET bad, and there's a terror associated with it that, like, it's hard to get out of that mindset, but when you do through meditation, through remote viewing, and having an experience like ET writing your initials in the sky and then projecting images that look like they could be the faces of the sender, it's a pretty brilliant and kind of life-changing experience. And it just kind of makes you want to push towards disclosure even more, as we're doing with ET Let's Talk. And it's pretty amazing to be a part of it. And
he is the internet marketing and web building wunderkind who is behind ET Let's Talk. So I want to make sure he gets the credit that's due there. it wouldn't be there without him. And it's an all volunteer organization.
What do you guys have up?
Yeah, go ahead.
What do you guys have planned for the upcoming year? It's a big year, 2013. Do you have big events planned, or tell the listeners how they can get involved as well?
One of the things that's happening, and it's very fluid for us right now, Jonah, is because of the serious film by Dr. Greer coming out, and also Stephen Bassett is going to be filming a press conference at the Washington Press Club at the end of April, which is being filmed as a documentary. There's a lot of buzz going on around disclosure becoming, hopefully, you know, this could be the year when there is more of a mainstream disclosure happening. And what we're finding is we are, all of us who are involved at EP Let's Talk and also through Martin at Serper, being contacted by a number of different groups and agencies. And we're looking at expanding into, hopefully becoming more of an umbrella kind of an organization for disclosure groups generally. And one of the things that Jonathan and I will be attending this week is a Toronto-based webinar that Canadian past Minister of Defense, Paul Hellyer, will be attending, and Grant Cameron will be Skyping in, as well as Steve Bassett and with another fellow from MUFON Canada, whose name is Victor Vigiani. They're all going to be involved in a webinar event on Thursday, and the information for that is available at Grant Cameron's site at presidentialufo.com. And so what we're really looking at is really supporting each other as far as all the different groups that are involved in worldwide disclosure, where this kind of information over the last many years, and I think a lot of it had to do with government disinformation, has become very fragmented and very, I would almost say, ego-driven. We're really out here, etletstalk.org is really out to support a much more integrated and inclusive kind of movement towards disclosure, whether it be as an individual or as, hopefully at some point forcing governments to disclose.
Yeah, and in terms of events at ET Let's Talk, if you join us on the site or on Facebook, we will tell you when we are doing our monthly CE5s.
Always on the new moon?
Yeah, it's always on the new moon, so it's once a month, and that's when groups are gathering around, are gathering with each other on a monthly basis on the same day at all different times to make contact. So that's if you join ET Let's Talk, that's an event you can count on every single month. But we also, starting with the solstice, we started to do a live streaming CE5 event. So we had groups all around the world streaming their CE5. So we're planning on doing that for all the upcoming solstice events.
And the equinox in March. We're just now starting to put together our plans for what our equinox event is going to look like.
Totally.
Excellent. That's a lot. Much to look forward to this year, and as I've been saying, disclosure is happening if you're open to it. That's how it is.
Yeah, and it's really becoming open to the synchronicity of the messages that are always available, and it's sometimes not so often quite extraordinary, like the way Jonathan was describing. He seems to talk to him through clouds. We also have had some tremendous experiences with different kinds of technology where they seem to we will clearly ask, is this our star family? And there seems to be an interaction with the technology coming through. And that's been happening on a fairly ongoing basis as well. But like I said, as far as the ET Let's Talk events, we're just a new website. We're just a new organization. We're just going up, coming up to about 6 months. And we grew from 200 people in the beginning to more than 3,000. And what, like I was saying, we really want to be inclusive. Well,
hang on right there, Laura. We got to take a quick commercial break, okay. and we'll wrap up when we get back. So just hang on right there. Here's some more DJ Medicine.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. We're joined by Lori and Jonathan Rosenthal from Toronto, Canada, talking about the ET contact that's been going on all over the world in over 50 countries. So we have about 5 minutes left. You both could just talk a little bit about the importance of why it's so important to have contact in your own perspective. Why make contact with these ET star family visitors?
I think that the thing that for me was understanding that once disclosure happens, that humanity will have to get beyond the idea of what energy systems we have used on the planet are really very primitive, and that there will be a opportunity for free energy systems and with that to change the whole global financial dynamic and really move past so many of the ecological issues, so many of the issues regarding poverty and things, which are all energy based. So, you know, on a much grander scale, that from myself is what ET disclosure will be one of the major benefits. And on a much more personal level, I'm one of those people who came in knowing, that there was so much more than just life here on Earth, and at a very, very early age established a connection, with what I call my ET family. And I'm just so enjoying the experience now of being in a community where all of us are making that ongoing contact and having the opportunity to introduce people. You know, my children, my own children, have had to deal with me their whole lives as having ET as part of the ongoing conversation. And of course, now it's really wonderful to watch them in including. Their family, or rather their friends, and introduce that your generation, Joan, and their generation to the much bigger cosmic picture. So I'm just, Jonathan,
totally. And for me, just being a university student and being living in the 21st century, you start to be aware of what is going on in the world in terms of like what is breaking news, and when you consider ET contact in relationship to what is considered mainstream news and where people are placing their attention, and we can see today with new wars starting all around the world and the pressures on economic systems that are collapsing all around the world, how important ET contact is. Because when you realize that there are civilizations so much more advanced than us that are communicating telepathically and are just on a next level in terms of technology to us, that it should be humbling, yet push us forward. Because we're now at that place where we're all connected. Jonah, you're in
Asheville.
Yeah, you're in Asheville. I'm in Toronto. We're having this conversation over the internet. We're literally all connected. It doesn't matter what skin color you are. It doesn't matter what natural resources are under the ground, because energy is all around us, and the ETs are helping us, are here to help us.
Absolutely. Well, thank you both for coming on the show. And again, the website is etletstalk.org. And we'll have you back on soon.
Yes, thank you, Jonah.
Light and love to you both.
Namaste.
We'll be right back.